Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing, live from Grapevine, Texas, still, where CPAC just happened for several days, and we are joined by none other than the man himself, Commander Greg Bovino, again. And I want to ask you about this number that you gave the other day. I think a lot of us have been skeptical about this. We've heard the number 20 million for like 20 years, right? We saw this deluge of people coming in under Joe Biden. You were in the El Centro sector of the border. You were the border chief there at the time under Joe Biden, very reluctantly having to watch as the federal government was basically bringing these people in, and as you told me the other day, completing the smuggling process. That's basically what he was having Border Patrol doing out there. 100 million? Is that's the number, you think?
Exactly. 100 million? I think that's a very, very good estimate. And Nick, here's why. I started 30 years ago. The number back at 30 years ago was 10 million. That number, 10 million 30 years ago, and what's very important to realize here is there's been no net loss of illegal aliens for 30 years until President Trump took office. No net loss. In other words, no illegal aliens flowing back out of the United States for 30 years. But look what took place in those 30 years. Look at the administrations that we had in those past 30 years. We had the Hillary Clinton administration, absolutely terrible. Thousands coming, hundreds, millions coming across. Then we had the Bushes, wasn't much better. The Hussein Obamas, absolutely terrible. Joe Biden, the worst of all, millions and millions under Joe Biden, and tens of millions. So we started at 10 million 30 years ago, and no net immigration loss for 30 years until Trump took office, and that we have had net loss since he took office, but for 30 years. So yes, 100 million is a very good estimate. And that's from what I've seen, those millions coming across, especially during the Biden era when 80% of our border at least was wide open.
Yeah. So the number that we are being given now in terms of outflow is 1,100 a day. So even if you have, let's say the number is 20 million, which it's not. We know it's a lot higher than that. How long would that take to deport, if we're doing it at a speed of 1,100 a day, like even double that, let's say 2,200 a day, it's not going to be anywhere close to where we need to be. And it's pretty public information now. There's a little bit of a difference between the plan that you had to deport them and the plan that Tom Homan has. Can you sort of tell us a little bit more about that? Like what does that mean? What was a Bovino plan versus the Homan plan? What is Homan doing right now to try to achieve that that deportation number?
Sure. The plan, and this plan was the U.S. Border Patrol's plan, the Mean Green Team. We would call that total spectrum immigration enforcement. Total spectrum enforcement. That's everything goes. We don't hold back, no holds barred. Legal, ethical, and moral, of course, but no holds barred. That includes the general immigration enforcement. You might see a Home Depot raid there, too. That does include the targeted enforcement, or the worst of the worst. That is what Mr. Homan and ICE seem to think is the solution. But that's just one small facet of that overall strategy. So you've got general immigration enforcement. You've got targeted. Sure, we want to get the worst of the worst out, along with everyone else. And then along with that, our special operations and anything else we can do within that sphere to remove those illegal aliens. And that also includes self-removals and mass immigration enforcement lends to self-deportation. Mass deportations lends itself to self-deportation. And that's what we want. We talk about the 100 million. Are we going to put handcuffs on 100 million people in the next 3 years? That'd be pretty difficult. I don't think there's 300 million. I don't think there's 100 million sets of handcuffs in the United States. But when they do it themselves, under an overarching total spectrum immigration enforcement strategy, it's absolutely doable. And it was proof tested. And we saw it in those major cities that we started that total spectrum immigration enforcement that mean green team is so adept at doing.
Yeah. And so that part of the plan, you're right, was squeezing them out of the country, right? Going there. When I was in Minneapolis, you know, there are all these local news stories about how illegals didn't want to come outside anymore. And so there was an increased outflow with self-deportations because, you know, they weren't allowed to go illegally work anymore. They weren't allowed to, bring their kids to the illegal children, or even possibly even anchor babies to the schools that we pay for as taxpayers. And so at that point, it leaves them no choice but to go back to their home countries. And I think that was if we would have kept that up and kept going and going and going, it would have been an incredibly effective strategy. There's only so long that they're willing to be locked down in their houses before they have to leave at some point. And, you know, so we keep hearing this term worst of the worst. And I believe you described that to me as an amnesty program. Is that what you think?
Code name for amnesty. Plain and simple. I'm not going to mince words now. That's code name for amnesty. That's something that we absolutely hated when we heard those terms when we were conducting Operation at Large, because worst of the worst. What does an illegal alien crossing the border think, Nick? Are they going to say, well, gosh, I am the worst of the worst. I better not cross the border. Of course not. What does worst of the worst mean? What does that mean to you? Is that only a terrorist? Is it a convicted felon? Is it someone with, you know, 3 shoplifting violations? No one knows, but no one's going to think. Nick, do you think you're the worst of the worst? Of course you don't. I don't think I'm the worst of the worst. So what that does is that encourages folks to either remain here and not self-deport because, hey, they're not the worst of the worst, or cross the border. And that's exactly what we don't want. We want net immigration in this country. We want everybody moving out of this country. And when you say worst of the worst, it does not lend itself for these illegal aliens to leave the country because they're not going to think they're worst of the worst. And then furthermore, what comes of worst of the worst is targeting. And yes, it's great to get a criminal or two off the streets. But, you know, when you arrest 15 a day out of Chicago because you're forced to target, what is that going to do? What is that going to do exactly? So mass deportations is where it's at, and worst of the worst and mass deportations are diametrically opposed in terms of the strategic inputs to do that.
Yeah, I'm totally with you in all of this, and I think that, you know, the country is with you as well. If you guys you can roll it as B-roll, guys, but the clip number 24, the behind the scenes of you going up on stage out there at CPAC, the standing ovation, the cheers, you know, people want to see mass deportations. That is, again, what 80 million people voted for. And so we for whatever reason, people are trying to make the argument that it's a political issue now, that it makes some, you know, low-T men's tummy hurt, I guess, to watch illegals have to be sent back home. But we will never be able to fix this country. We will never be able to go back to the golden age of America until, you know, we get these people out of the country. You could fix so many other issues, the housing crisis, look in New York City, for example. I know these people keep voting for it for some reason, but you go there, you can't get a hotel room for under $350 a night because the federal government, well, not the federal government anymore, the state government is out there competing with, you know, tourists for rooms and housing. Greg, can I hold you for 5 more minutes? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thanks, Ben.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramathestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com, our Methylene Blue, Ultramethylene Blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself if you sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Ultramethylene Blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your Ultramethylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday briefing. We are live here with Commander Baldino again, just for a few more minutes here. I'd really appreciate your time today. But I want to keep talking about what's the worst of the worst, this whole phrase that people like to use. It almost seems, in my opinion anyway, it seems like it's being thrown around now to, basically signal that, okay, well, if you're just a regular illegal and you haven't committed a crime yet, although being in the country illegally is a crime, is it not?
Absolutely. Illegal entry into the United States, that's 8 USC 1325. It definitely is illegal to cross the border to be and or remain in the United States. So they continually commit a crime by remaining here illegally. And Nick, the thing is worst of the worst. Again, if you're looking at a mass deportation scenario, that includes worst of the worst. And it also, that component of having them self-deport. Now, worst of the worst, we're already seeing in many of those cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, to be especially, those cities you just talked about that were locked down. Those illegal aliens were locked down in those cities. They were starting to self-deport in large numbers. Why would you self-deport if there's a targeted worst of the worst strategy in which you barely ever see an immigration officer out on the street sacking up an illegal alien? Now, where's the incentive there? Yeah. There is no incentive.
Right. Yeah, and it's a hell of a point. It's a damn good point. And not enough people are talking about that. These people are feeling safer and safer in the country, feeling like they're not going to be not have to worry about being deported. So, you know, they go keep going back out and living their lives illegally in the country. There's actually a migrant caravan, the first one in a long time, coming up from the southern border in Mexico that is going to try to get into the country here in just days. And we might see more of that start back up as people feel, you know, part of the reason that the border was so secure and we weren't seeing these illegal crossings in the huge numbers we were seeing under Joe Biden, I mean, the number is like pretty close to zero at this point, right? Was because they thought that that they were just going to be redeported anyway. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here with you, but if it starts to look like we are letting up, we're going to see, you know, a big flow of people to the border again. And then what do we do? Are we going to be worried about politics then and what the poll numbers say? Are we going to just, you know, let them in the country? That's what I'm worried about. Where are we going with this?
Well, over the past 4 years, we saw that mass migration of illegal aliens across the border. There has to be an equal and opposite mass deportation of illegal aliens across the border. It's do or die time now. Nick, we've only got a certain amount of time to do this, and that needs to start happening now so we can get those millions out. No one ever said it was going to be neat, clean, and pretty, but then again, and this is something for the viewers, is it wasn't neat, clean, and pretty when those tens of millions came across under Biden. It's just you didn't have to see it. You didn't have to see the children trafficked, or the children that had their abdomens cut open and had non-surgical sutures in their abdomens for God knows what reason, being trafficked across the border, drugged oftentimes. You know, some very terrible things coming across the border. That all needs to leave. And, you know, it seems that some folks are, it's a little much for them. Perhaps the soy boys don't like seeing folks deported, but that has to happen. And it's not a hard concept. It's not a complex concept, but it has to happen. It has to happen now.
And we had the, going back to the worst of the worst question here is, you had very public spats with J.B. Pritzker out there in Illinois. Because he didn't want you there. He was upset that you were there. He was trying to do, once you, the guy is trying to put you in prison out there for enforcing federal law that's on the books and removing illegals from the country. And we just saw last week the murder of an 18-year-old girl, Sheridan Gorman, out there by a Venezuelan illegal, Jose Medina Medina. He had a shoplifting charge a couple of years ago. And we would just release him back into the interior, you know, he murdered an 18-year-old girl, but he only had a shoplifting charge. So they wouldn't turn him over to ICE. They didn't honor the ICE detainer. So do you consider that the worst of the worst, or do you think that he would have been allowed to stay under the worst of the worst program?
absolutely would have been allowed to stay under the worst of the worst program. They're not going after shoplifters. So yep. What's happening here is they're waiting for someone to commit a crime, whether that crime is shoplifting or whether that crime is killing an American citizen under a worst of the worst or a targeted scenario. They have to go ahead and commit a crime. And that's exactly what we don't want to do, or what we don't want to happen, Nick. We don't want them committing crimes of any kind, whether it's something as simple as shoplifting or murder, of course. Any crime is too much because they've already committed a crime coming here. They're already criminals. Every single one of those 100 million are already criminals. Let's don't wait for them to prey upon American citizens in the future before we consider someone the worst of the worst. Get them now. Get them all now. That's what you call mass deportations.
Yep. And Commander Bovino, as always, you know, we appreciate the work that you have done for our country. We appreciate your patriotism. Like the thing that I respect the most about you is that you don't sit behind a desk, Commander B. You're out there on the front lines with your men, leading them into this battle. You're not just barking orders at them from a safe space. I can't even imagine the amount of death threats you were receiving every single day, but you were still out there on the front lines, knowing that people were tracking your location and that any day could have very easily been your last. And I want to say, and actually just one more point to the people that are like, oh, well, 100 million, that still sounds like too many. You were in Charlotte, North Carolina as well. And the traffic maps down there, after you guys arrived and launched Operation Charlotte's Web down there, rush hour didn't exist anymore in Charlotte. It was gone. All the streets were lit up green on the map because no traffic. They were staying inside, you know. And so that 100 million is not far fetched at all. And I think we're definitely being lied to about it. But I want to let you go, Commander B. But I want to ask just one more question here. What is next for you? That's what the people want to know. This isn't the end for you. We're not going to let you just go off into the sunset. Although, you know, retirement on a beach is probably much nicer than having to run through Minneapolis in the wintertime.
Sure. Well, Nick, as you know, you invited me out here to CPAC, and it was the very first event of this kind that I've been to. So thank you for that. As far as retirement, I'm writing a book as we speak. So I want to get this memorialized so that there's not any ulterior narratives out there that crop up, as they will, especially, you know, when the haters are out there. The fringe left press is notorious for that. So I want to get that memorialized. There's going to be a book coming out. And then I think that, you know, the sky's the limit. Future's wide open. And I'm sure we're going to be talking, Nick.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Commander B, thank you again for coming here, and we will talk soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And yeah, guys, we are almost out of time here, but I do want to go over this this last part here. And well, maybe a few of you guys saw me being attacked outside of the ICE facility there in Portland. I said that I was going to go after every single one of my attackers, and I still will go after every single one of my attackers. Unfortunately, I did go and testify at one of those trials, and that's clip number 27, guys. Didn't go exactly how we wanted it to, but we were able to drag them into court all the way in front of a jury and make their lives hell by doing so. So we're going to continue doing that part. But clip number, I think I said 27 there.
Short, are you here? By the way, you were just up real quick in Portland, and you were testifying for 2.5 hours on the stand about Antifa, about these crazy assaulters, these violent rioters, these leftist domestic terrorists. You were in that case testifying on behalf of the prosecution in this Antifa trial. Tell us the outcome.
Yeah, well, predictably, out in Portland, Antifa basically operates with total impunity. We were trying to see if justice was possible out there. It was somebody that literally was attacking me on the street. And, of course, the verdict ended up being not guilty on all counts. Total acquittal, even though it's on video being attacked in the street.
It surprises nobody. It surprises nobody that found not guilty, even though it's on video, just because, you know, the defense's entire strategy was to basically just call me a baby-eating Nazi. But No shock there. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it for the next person that's on trial. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for joining us in the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. We will see you next Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.